With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The recent critically praised film Black Robe, about a Jesuit missionary in Canada in the 1600s, was scripted by Brian Moore, who based it on his novel. Brian Moore has lived away from his native Northern Ireland for more than 40 years, but not long ago he returned to Belfast on a visit. There he was forced to evacuate a hotel because of a bomb scare.
There were a group of middle-aged French tourists nearby, and I speak French, and I was listening to them and realized that they had absolutely no idea what had happened and what was wrong. They thought it was a fire. I thought, what if they were all bombed, killed tonight? What if any of us were in a situation like this, where we were in the wrong place at the wrong time and killed for no reason?
That incident sparked the idea for Brian Moore's most recent novel, Lies of Silence, in which a hotel manager and his wife are taken hostage by Irish Republican Army terrorists.
They go into people's houses at night and they borrow their car and they sit with them all night until they return the car after doing some terrorist act, or they go into a house to watch another place and hold the family hostage.
The victims of these terrorists are usually afraid to go to the police.
Most people in Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland are sick of the IRA. We've had 20 years of terrorism. They tend to do a lot of bungling. They tend to kill a lot of people. They set out to kill one bunch of people, and they often kill their own people.
Brian Moore is a world-class writer with nearly 20 books to his credit. Lies of Silence is a taut, suspenseful thriller that examines a man's ethical dilemma in the aftermath of a terrorist act. Now an Avon paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Born in Northern Ireland, Brian Moore fell in love with a young Canadian woman after World War II and followed her to Canada, where he landed a job as a newspaper man in Montreal. But still in his 20s, Moore quit in order to do what he calls real writing.
I decided I would try and write a story about someone losing their religious faith, and I didn't want to compete with James Joyce, so I decided to write about someone my mother might have known, an elderly lady, a lady who was a spinster, who was waiting for Mr. Wright.
The novel, set in Moore's native Belfast, was The Lonely Passion of Judith Herndon.
It was rejected by 12 American publishers, too depressing. And then when it got good reviews in England, it was all those publishers came back and said that they had never seen it before and liked to read it, and I was able to tell them that they had seen it.
The Lonely Passion of Judith Herndon became an international success and has remained in print since 1955. As a novelist, Brian Moore is keenly interested in the loss of faith.
Maybe you believe in religion, maybe you believe in politics, maybe you believe that you have a great talent, or you believe in love, but all of us at some point in our lives face a moment of crisis in which that belief is challenged.
The theme returns in Brian Moore's most recent novel, Lies of Silence, in which a Belfast hotel manager finds his world in chaos after being used as a tool by IRA terrorists. Now an Avon paperback. And Moore's novel, Black Robe, the story of a Jesuit missionary in the Canada of the 1600s, has been made into a powerful film. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.